As we enter our second week of our Lenten journey for and with one another, who doesn't like a mountaintop experience? Right? We all want to be on that mountaintop and experience that high. Imagine for the disciples, they loved it. They loved it so much that Peter speaks immediately after having this wonderful experience. Because some scripture scholars will say that, you know, somewhat Peter, a lot of times in the scripture, he's sort of like a loudmouth. He sort of speaks out of turn a lot of times. Maybe it's a rhetorical question and Peter has to say something. It's enthusiasm, indeed. And so he speaks and says, you know, Lord, if you really want me to, I will pitch three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and will never leave this mountaintop because it is so good. And yet Jesus says, Peter, the rest of you disciples who are here with me, this is wonderful and great. I have shown you the glory that is to be yours. But guess what? You have to go back. To where you came from. Back to the preaching. Back to the fishing. Back to the ordinariness of your lives. And be the light that you have just experienced. Be transforming in your life, that others may be transformed by your example. What a downer. What a downer for any of us who have had such a powerful, maybe, faith experience. And we want to live that forever. We want to stay right here forever. But the wisdom of God in Jesus says, go back and now live it. Go and transform. For several months now, several in our community have been searching and praying and studying to enter into the Catholic Church, either through the waters of baptism, or to be welcomed as a full member of the Catholic Church and to participate with each of us around this table. Today, we send to the bishop some of our parents. They have been transformed in little ways and probably in larger ways that only they know. And we send them forth today as yet another step closer to the waters of baptism and closer to the table of bread and wine of where we are one. What a mountaintop experience. What a mountaintop experience it will be for they and for those who go with them to gather in our cathedral in Wheeling and to pray and to worship and to hear the words, "We welcome you. Continue that faithful journey to the waters of baptism. Continue that faithful journey to the table of bread and wine. Continue to be transformed."